moving to our destiny. So the introduction, the eternal flame that just think of like Christ rising or coming into the Buddha mind or coming into your divine grace. So you want to feel that, they're showing me the judgment card. So the judgment is like we're all innocent and we're all one and we're all stewards of the light. And so we're learning how to honor those mechanics. We're learning how to accelerate our consciousness to be one with Source. So we want to remember that we're dreaming and we've been dreaming separation, and what we're doing is creating a new lifestyle, creating a new dynasty in which we, in which we come to know ourselves. So this is going to be coming through gentle persuasion. They're saying gentle persuasion, but it doesn't always feel gentle, because in order for the light to associate with grace or loveliness or truth, in order for us to operate out of that light, we must come into full consent. Coming into full consent means that we need to let go of our history. So if we've had history of depression, if we've had history of fear, if we've had history of whatever your afflictive emotion is, remember that it's a signal of readiness. It's not coming up to knock you out of the game. It's coming up for your liftoff status. In other words, you're complete with it. You're done with it. You no longer need to stay in the shadows of your consciousness, and the light's calling you home. It's very important, because some of us are like stumbling, or some of us we're doing great, and then all of a sudden there's an intrusion. So it's like energies of the past or our Achilles heel, whatever it is, and we think we're a goner. That's not it at all. What we're doing is we're releasing our old fate. We're releasing our old alibi. We're releasing all of this energy that's been stored, like they're showing me lock and key in our subconscious, that always would sabotage or always would limit what is our due. So this is surfacing, and so don't be surprised if it occurs. It doesn't mean that you're failing at all. It means that you're growing in stature, and it's just self-revealing. So how we come through this, the energies that are coming through to greet us, to guide us, to align with us, are coming. They're saying like for us to make to meet our maker. We are not going anywhere. We're not going through the pearly gates. Our maker really is like the trust of self, our God self, our home, so that we see through the veil, so we no longer are limited by these past associations. So what we're going to do again is breathe a sigh of relief, breathe in the light. They're showing me the judgment card. So this is like judgment day. This is what we're agreeing to. This is what we're coming to. This is what we're confessing. This is what we're prophesizing. So when I say we're prophesizing, our higher essence, our higher self or divine self is guiding us. And so it's like it's guiding us into every nook and corner, every nook and cranny where we have been lost, where we have believed in false evidence, where we have bought into fear, whatever it may be. So as we will trust our fated issue, as we will trust our fate, we want to remember that we're each light workers. We're each here to exercise consciousness. In other words, we drew on the breath of life, and we came into an old system, a tired system, that's this in the throes of playing out dualism, polarization. It's very, very easy to see. So we want to remember that we're drawing a close on that bitterness. So what we see in the outer, again, is going in the inner, the microcosm, the macrocosm, because we're coming to completion. So this is where we let bygones be bygones, and we leave our traveling vessel. In other words, it's like, don't need this anymore. And we move into our Merkaba of light. And so now we're associating with our golden temple of light. Now we're associating with our prism of allowance of truth. Now, when I'm saying that, the energies that are forecasting us, that are guiding us, that are asserting our heavenly value and witness, each of us are being guided higher, beyond past tense, beyond past assertion. So in essence, in English, our lives are shifting. Our lives are moving in frequency as we will allow. So we want to allow this gestation period to take hold. We want to allow the kingdom to come. In other words, the light, the kingdom of light, the truth of self, to come into current status, blend with us, show us our wholeness, show us our truth. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive, our holy association. Our holy association being our whole self, our complete self. So we're receiving this in grand pleasure. So these are the energies that are stirring us and turning us around. Now, when I'm saying that, I see a kite. So remember, it's like a kite can travel beyond what we can do with our feet. If we walk, it's going to take so much time. If we go, how do they say, like as the crow flies, you know, it doesn't need the streets. It just takes off in the aerial. So we want to realize that that's what's guiding us. That's what's lifting us to further occasion. They want me to explain this. What we can carry out now, what we can heal, what we can clear, what we can travel to is coming through with excellent persuasion. In English, remember, these energies are new. The light that we're securing is new, and it's helping us to find our proper placement. So just feel that where the energies are guiding you, where they're aligning with you and bringing you to your correct spot. What you want to do is be willing to turn about. Turn about is unwilling to release the past, unwilling to release grievances, unwilling to release resentments towards self and others, unwilling to release fears. And so as all this energy stirs, like it's just like my machine finishing out, it's very symbolic actually, because it's really what we're doing. We're finishing out that old beliefs, the old beliefs, the old resting spot, if you will, and enjoying our place of new tomorrows. So as you will seal your fate, that means come into agreement. Now we're each almost like birds, I want to say being shoved, but that doesn't sound very pleasant, being invited out of the nest. So we're birds being invited out of the nest. We want to feel that, because this is graduation day where they're showing me the Two of Pentacles. So we're learning how to balance. We're learning how to do this. And so we're being instructed onward. So it's getting out of your creature comfort. It's getting out of what was. Whatever was that was tied to old energy no longer has weight, meaning your energy supply, your frequency can't keep it aligned with you. You want to remember everything is energy, everything is frequency. So as we're releasing the old energies, holding our light, there's going to be stirring, there's going to be transference, there's going to be new additions. And again, that old energy is like cycling out. So we want to remember that it's because we're ever present. In other words, we're agreeing to the new liftoff. So it's like, it's just like moving day and there's just dust bunnies going everywhere. So that we want to receive all the exchanges, everything that's occurring as part of our transference gifting. In other words, it's all of it is helping us move along, move into wholeness, move into gladness, move into new declaration of privilege. So as we will receive these kind gesturing, so this is the energy that is how would I put this in words? It's releasing strongholds. It's releasing strongholds. So again, things that have accumulated, things that you haven't dealt with up to now. Like, everything is being dealt with. So again, it's because we hold the prized possession. In other words, we're acclimating to the light. We're creating the new tomorrow, meaning the new earth. So we're being readied. They always use that, readied. So we're being readied. So again, as we receive this light, allow it to stir and transfer. In other words, allow it to communicate to you. Allow it to show you things. Allow it to press upon. In other words, guide you. Guide you leaving the old, guiding you into the new tomorrow, where it becomes easier and easier to follow your fate, to follow your destiny, to follow your wisdom. It's like, this feels right. This feels right. And so again, we're leaning on new tomorrows. In other words, we've really never done this before. We, in the past, we tend to follow the crowd. We followed mass consciousness. We followed what we were taught. We followed who we taught. We were told we were. And so what they're saying, we're leaning on kinder gesturing. In other words, we're brokering with our light. We're being introduced to our light. We're being introduced to our spiritual gifts. And so when they say gifts, they were very clear, like, make sure you put that S, make sure you put that plural in. Because some of us are running away too quickly. Oh, I can channel, off I go. Well, that's just like step one. So again, we're allowing ourselves to merge with grace. We're allowing ourselves to merge with our true worth and value. And they wanted me to stop at value. Worth and value. For some of us, we're still penalizing ourselves for some, I don't know what it is. It's like karmic issues, or you took on generational energies, or whatever it is. So worth and value, your mind, I don't know who it is, but someone kind of skipped along and they're like, no, let's all pause here for a moment and receive this. Worth and value. Worthy. Of value. It's very important that we receive ourselves in good faith, because otherwise, when the opportunities come, we will pass ourselves by. Oh, I'm not ready. They must be looking for someone else. So we're learning how to receive ourselves in excellence. We're learning how to receive ourselves in the I can triumph. So again, remember our I am presence. That is continuing to merge, that's birthing our new accommodations, our new understanding of self, our new privilege of faith. So allow these energies to take hold. That means they touch, they bless as far as the eye can see. So this is everything in your life. These are all your relationships. These are all whatever still, oh, it's quiet now. So sorry for that, guys. Whatever is still like circulating. So these are going to be memories that surface, and the light is blessing it whole. So if you're receiving a memory falsely, I'm making this up. Of course, this is not true, but this is like the kids, like it was my fault my parents divorced. So that's like something obvious where you know that child was seeing something incorrectly. We all have that false prejudice. We just have it in stuck vision. So we all have those places where we internalized incorrect value, particularly about ourselves. So this internalization is what, it's like a temperature taking, like taking the temperature to see what needs expunging, to see what needs releasing, to see what needs what needs to happen, so again, remember, these energies are merging with our heavenly vessel. So wherever we need adjusting, allow yourselves to receive with liberal standing, liberal as much as you can imagine, and then multiply that by 10. Liberal. No end.
And receive. Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Oh my goodness. Mwah. Receive on all levels. Past, present, and future. All 10 dimensions of time. And so imagine yourself being gifted from behind. There's something very important about our fear that, well, you don't know what happened when I was growing up or whatever it is. So we want to receive that energy behind us. We think of the past behind. So we want to feel that we're covered. I have this amazing angel behind me right now, and it's just very symbolic of that holy overture that's igniting our eternal flame. So again, that energy behind, covering the past in all ways. They're correcting me, all 10 directions, I'm sorry. I think I said time or something, all 10 directions. Someone's working with Archangel Michael. You want to know if you're doing it correctly? The answer is yes. All right. And so it is.